From the nervous system to the skin now and the issue of eczema and whether it's linked to skin cancer. KCL scientist Esther Holster and before her, Fiona Watt.
There's been a long debate about whether or not people who suffer from allergies have an altered risk of developing cancer. Looking at the figures, I would say for every study that suggests a positive correlation, there's one that shows a negative correlation and one that shows no effect at all. But nevertheless, it is of interest because there's a very strong emerging concept that harnessing the immune system in different ways can be a useful way of treating cancer.
Why should there be a relationship between dermatitis and skin cancer?
In theory, if you believe that the immune system is involved positively or negatively in tumour formation, then we know in eczema that the immune system is on red alert, and that's why you have dry, scaly and itchy and red skin. It's quite natural to expect that in that situation you would have an altered response to insults that would cause cancer.
And so one hypothesis would be if you have an immune system on red alert, that it should be more vigilant towards any cells that are trying to become cancerous and delete them. But then is not the flip side of the coin that an immune system on red alert is going to cause more inflammation? And we know that sustained inflammation is in and of itself a risk factor for cancer.
Yes, absolutely. When we set up the experiment, we were completely divided about what the outcome would be. We genuinely didn't know what to expect.
Esther, you work with Fiona on this project. How did you actually do the study to try to unpick which of those two outcomes it was going to be?
Because the human system is very difficult to study because atopic dermatitis or eczema is a disease which has a relapsing and remitting nature, which we had to shift to an animal model to study the importance of the atopic phenotype on skin carcinogenesis. Because people that are suffering from atopic dermatitis are often treated with immunomodulatory drugs, and that actually will clearly hamper our conclusion. So we created a mouse model in which there are three proteins lacking that play an important role in the epidermal barrier function.
And does the absence of those proteins then trigger an atopic state in your animal model?
Yes, so if you knock out those three proteins, what you get is you get an increase in certain immune types while other immune types are actually reduced. And phenotypes that we see are actually, they exhibit hallmarks of the active state of atopic dermatitis.
So this gives you an animal where if you were to look at the skin, you would see characteristics very reminiscent of atopic dermatitis in a person.
Yes, that's right.
And so you can be reasonably sure that you've got a faithful model there in which to then test the rates of cancer development.
Yes, I think that's one of the biggest novelties, that we used for the first time an animal model in which the epidermal barrier is clearly defective and has also an immune component which really mimics the disease.
And then what about the skin cancer side of things? Because animals don't develop skin cancers over the lifetime like a human does necessarily. So how did you mimic that?
Yes, so in order to induce tumour formation in these mice, we made use of two chemical components. One is a component called DMBA that actively induces mutations in HRAS, which is a very important protein in tumour formation. And if you just apply this DMBA agent, mice don't get tumours. But if you promote the tumorigenesis with another component that is called TPA, you start to get tumours.
And so if you then do the obvious experiment, which is you do this in mice that have the deficient skin barrier, so they're mimicking atopic dermatitis, eczema, versus animals that don't have the deficient barrier, so they're like a person who doesn't have eczema, what's the difference in rates of skin cancers in those two groups?
What we saw is that the mice that have atopic dermatitis, they're highly resistant to skin tumour formation, so they develop much less tumours. And there were also mice that did not develop any tumours at all, while the control mice all made tumours.
Quite striking findings there, Fiona. How do you actually account for this? And what do you think the implications more broadly are then?
I think in terms terms of the basic biology, the important point is that if the skin has a defective barrier, in our model, that is linked to increased cancer resistance. And we believe that that is because the immune system helps to ensure that cells with cancerous mutations are expelled from the skin. So that's the key conclusion from our findings.
Fiona Watt and Esther Holster. You're listening to the eLife podcast with me, Chris Smith. Still to come, the proteins that move molecules around cells, and eLife's editor-in-chief, Randy Sheckman, on why the present mainstream system of science publishing is, in his view, deeply flawed.